Okay, let's talk about metaprograms. Let's talk about metaprograms. So metaprograms are unconscious filters to perception. They are, in terms of levels of abstraction, they are more abstract than values. They're usually, like when you think of the hierarchy of what's in our awareness versus what's not in our awareness, our beliefs are usually more, we're usually more aware of our beliefs than we would be aware of our values. Okay, so we usually be more aware of our beliefs than we would be aware of our values. And then we're usually going to be less aware of our metaprograms than we would be aware of our values. So people tend to be aware of their beliefs oftentimes, sometimes not, especially as they begin to learn more about personal development. Then sometimes they'll become aware of their values as they begin to learn more of this information. But rarely are they really aware of their metaprograms. And we're going to begin to make these metaprograms more, we're going to bring them into our conscious awareness. So let's talk about metaprograms. Yes, you can turn to page 3-1. First, we've got the basic metaprograms. The basic metaprograms is the Myers-Briggs profiling system. That's basic. The complex metaprograms is much more complex. So the basic metaprograms, they have the Myers-Briggs profiling test that that one could take that reveals what your basic metaprograms are. I'm going to give you questions that you can ask that will pretty accurately determine the same thing without having to go through the entire test. And what the Myers-Briggs profiling system says is that basically there's going to be, according to the Myers-Briggs system, there's four basic personality types that, or eight basic personality types that interact with each with one another in varying ways. So people will either be, their external behavior will either be introverted or extroverted. And you could find that out by asking the question, and you could write this down next to that on page 3-1 if you wanted to. You could find out whether they're going to be basically introverted or extroverted if you ask them the question, when it's time to recharge your batteries, do you prefer to be in groups or prefer to be alone? When it's time to recharge your batteries, do you prefer to be in groups or do you prefer to be alone? And that's going to let you know if that person is going to be primarily introverted or extroverted. How many people, when it's time to recharge your batteries, how many people prefer to be alone? By a show of hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, how many people prefer to be in groups when it's time to recharge your batteries? Okay, so you got a couple that are more extroverted and some that are more introverted. Number two, internal process. Oh, and by the way, people are going to have one preference one way or the other. You know, now it's possible to be introverted or extroverted in various environments. Like perhaps you're extroverted at work, but you're introverted when you go home. Or you're extroverted in interpersonal relationships, but you're introverted. So that question is going to give you a pretty good clue as to whether that person's introverted or extroverted. But it is possible. But all of these are going to be context dependent as well. So that'll give you a pretty accurate assessment of whether somebody tends to be primarily introverted or extroverted, but realize it is context dependent as well. That will tend to be that. Yeah, if you wanted to get really in depth with it, like in the Myers-Briggs profiling test, there would be many questions that you would be asked that would give you a more complex understanding of the nature of that. But you can pretty accurately determine whether they're going to be introverted or extroverted by asking them that question. Yeah, or you can get the book Myers-Briggs, or you can get the book Please Understand Me by Kiersey and Bates. Number two,